Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Ooh, good job too. We carry on talking about the Elam Artists Grad Show, graduating student Elam School of Fine Arts at the University of Auckland, Louis Britana. Thanks very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you. Hi. Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming in. And tell us a wee bit about what you are going to be doing 3:30 on this coming Sunday.
Yep. On
as part of the big finishing, finish on my art.
Yeah. It feels a little bit flattering, but yeah, I think it's just a matter of scheduling that I got the last part of the Elam grad show. I'm doing a performance piece called Eat My Rice. It's a relational performance piece that is me expressing my heritage and my culture through my food. So it asks for participation from the audience by eating.
I was going to say, so what do we do? What you
now
eat?
You're not going to put it on, you're going to eat it. Well, the entire idea is that the audience is asked to suspend their Euro-Western standards and practices in dining and eating, and to engage in my culture the way it's traditionally presented. So the food is traditionally prepared, and you will be eating it in the traditional pre-colonial manner that the Filipinos would eat it, which is...
So you're Filipino?
Yes, I am. You'll be eating the food with your hands on banana leaves on the floor mats.
Yeah, dig that.
Yeah.
Handle that. So what's the art side of that? How does that sort of move over into the wonderful world of art and fine art, I guess, because that's what Elam is.
It's part of the category that they call relational art, relational aesthetics. It's when art starts involving the audience, and the audience becomes part of the piece. So it's when the audience participation is what makes the work more dynamic as a performance, rather than just what the artist or the performer does.
So is the art actually the traditional, like you say, you know, the traditional manner of preparing and eating food, is that the art that you're sort of harking, looking back, going, look how beautiful it was? Is that what you mean?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much. Yes, it's a lot of it's a lot of me looking back at my culture and how it used to be, what it could have been,
and the art in it. When you look back on it and see, wow, that was beautiful. That was simply.
I think it's more the
aesthetically
engagement.
Yeah,
it's the humanity of the art. I think it's how your art. Exposes one segment of society, in this case the Filipino community or the people of color, and it exposes how we want to be engaged by our culture and through our food.
How do you spend the year working up to this?
Oh, quite a lot of research.
A lot of eating as well.
A lot of spending. A lot of feeding other people, for that matter. I've probably gone through. Maybe 4 or 5 different performances as part of my research, including one in Wellington, one collaborative work at Low Tide Studios a few months back as well, with 3 different artists of 3 different ethnic origins as well.
Well, cool.
Yeah, and the reception's been pretty good. People seem to be, I've always said, like, you know, feed people and they'll be happy to join the artwork.
But people have never been more interested in food and the backstory to food.
Yeah, I think that's what's fascinating about the work as well. Beyond the food itself and beyond the way it tastes, it's the backstory. Because I tried to tie down the food and the conversation back to our pre-colonial history. So what happened, why the food became what it is about the Philippines that made the food this way or that way, and why we eat this way, why we don't eat this way anymore.
What sort of things do you expect the audience to walk away, apart from those who get to eat something?
Besides a full belly?
Yeah, a full belly to get to walk away with thinking what?
Thinking that, you know, there are different ways. What I would like is that people would walk out thinking that there are other cultures are just different with the way they do things and not necessarily wrong.
Yeah.
And that is the kind of respect that other cultures expect from everybody else.
It seems a real loophole through people's fear of the other. The amount we're all fetishizing food and authentic food other cultures seems to bypass quite an old Western way of being scared of the other.
Yes.
You know, like people will say...
I mean, I've seen so many videos on the internet about how our food is like, oh, we've tried feeding our Filipino food to all these little children, and they go, ugh.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, and it's always exotifying the way our food is presented.
Right. Yeah, sure. It's pretty out there. It's pretty out there stuff. I don't know if it's for everyone.
Some of it could be, but then again, it is out there based on what standard?
Based on whose standards?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But by our standards here, like if you ask any Filipino who watches those videos, like, what? That food's great. You've got to try it. No, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Yeah, and basically don't watch those videos. Just don't watch them.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. Hey, so you will be presenting this from 3:30 onwards on Sunday, the 3rd of December at the graduate show.
Yep.
And whereabouts is the graduate show on at?
Well, the graduate show is going to be all over the whole ELAM campus. So
where's your show on it?
My show will be at the main building of ELAM in the student common room.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so it's at 3:30, and how do people get along? Do they buy tickets, or do they?
No, they just turn pop up? In.
Pop in and eat your rice.
Yep, have your rice, eat it, and I'll be teaching you how to eat your rice properly in the cultured, traditional manner that the Filipinos do.
Hey, thanks very much for coming in. Good luck with all that. Have a great show.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
And congratulations on finishing your year.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.